You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
This is the Unsportsmanlike Podcast on ESPN Radio.
Ready to let it go.
Oh, yes, we got Small singing now.
Shout out to the Lil.
Oh, yeah. Oh, no wonder why. All the St. Louis. There we go.
Listen, when this dropped, St. Louis was the epicenter of the world. Nelly and Country Grammar coming up. The greatest show on tour.
Yeah.
The home run chase with Mark McGuire. We were thriving.
St. Louis was on fire.
We were
early
thriving.
2000, that was on fire. Yeah.
Bob sure. Pettit. Oh, sorry. Old school NBA St. Louis.
Oh, this is the best part, guys. So feel me when I bring it.
I'm
from the Lou and I'm proud. All right. Carry on.
There we go.
Wow. Football tonight.
The Lou.
Now, can we do the Darius Miles East St. Louis, or is that not
yeah,
that?
Yeah, of course.
You know, the Darius Miles Q Rich thing that they do? Yeah, that was always fun.
They have a great podcast, by the way.
Yeah, they do.
Yeah, the Knuckleheads. Shout out to them.
Unsportsmanlike on ESPN Radio, presented by Progressive Insurance, SiriusXM Channel 80, ESPN2, ESPNU, ESPN App, all of our great ESPN stations all across the country. She is Miss Country Grammar, of course, Michelle Smallman.
Should
Chris
I put
Canty.
A Band-Aid on? I should have worn a Band-Aid when I have a black eye like
yeah,
Nelly.
Absolutely.
Man, what a missed opportunity.
Tomorrow.
All right, deal.
We had Chris Canty, Evan Cohen with you. By the way, we were in the makeup room this morning right before you got there. CeCe, you were down in the studios when we were there. And one of the makeup artists said to Smalls, because she has a black eye, she fell. She fell, has a black eye, first day of work here at ESPN Radio on this massive stage that we are fortunate enough to have and appreciative to have on the 44th anniversary of ESPN, which is just an unbelievable thing. Today is year 44 starts at ESPN. So we're in the makeup room. And one of the makeup artists says to Smalls, you know it's going to get worse before it gets better. Black eye. She looks so defeated.
Wow.
She just looks so defeated.
Because a bruise grows.
Yeah.
It gets purple, then green.
But I can't see it, though.
They work magic in the makeup room.
I can't. Whatever they're doing, keep doing that.
That's right.
Keep doing that until it goes away.
So we're wearing our Christmas gear. It is NFL Christmas. Tonight, the Lions and the Chiefs. Of course, no Chris Jones. Maybe no Travis Kelce. They're still, you know, up in the air on that one. And on the day after, Nick Bosa of the San Francisco 49ers gets the largest contract in NFL history for a non-quarterback, 5 years, $170 million, $122.5 guaranteed. Is he the best non-quarterback in the league? I don't think so, but he is the best non-quarterback that was up to get paid right now in the league. But one of the big themes around this game tonight is just the simple fact that the Lions are in it. I still don't understand why we have the Lions playing tonight when Kansas City has so many other opponents that they could have potentially played this evening, including the Eagles, right? The Super Bowl matchup from last year. I just don't get it. Is the hype warranted for this team right now with the Detroit Lions?
It is warranted because Detroit checks all the boxes in terms of having everything that you need to compete at the highest levels of this sport. They got it. You have a strong offensive line. Check. Can you rush the passer? Check. They got James Houston and Aiden Hutchinson. Do you have a head coach in Dan Campbell? Yeah. You look at what he did in the first 2 years getting that program turned around. Do you have a quarterback? Check. Jared Goff took a team to the Super Bowl. Do you have a number one wide receiver? Amon-Ra St. Brown. Check. He's proven that. They upgraded where they needed to on the back seven of their defense. Jack Campbell, first round draft pick out of Iowa. They bought in C.J. Gardner-Johnson. They bought in Cameron Sutton to add to that secondary. They have everything that you are looking for. And the way that they finished last season is what's making everybody buy in. They won 8 of their last 10 games. And Jared Goff, during that span, 15 touchdowns, no interceptions. That team had a plus 10 turnover differential. The arrow is pointing up for Detroit, and that's why everybody is so optimistic. What they did this offseason in free agency and in the draft – supplemented what they already had on the roster. That's why people feel like this team is ready to take off. That's why Vegas has them favored to win the NFC North.
And they're one of the great storylines heading into this season. You mentioned the way they finished, CeCe. How about the way they started? 1-6 start, and then they're able to turn it around. Dan Campbell.
That lets you know you have a good coach.
That's what I was just going to say. Dan Campbell, when he first got on the scene, I think a lot of us were like, is this guy for real? You know, he's talking about biting kneecaps. The coffee order is outrageous. We were like, oh, is this just a bunch of football rhetoric that we're going to hear? Can he really get it done? And you played with him, CeCe, you know. Yeah. But the more we got to learn about Dan Campbell, that's who he is. And this team has bought into Dan Campbell. He's really built a culture and an identity there in a short amount of time. And I think a lot of people are on the Lions this year for good reason.
Yeah, I think the entire NFC North is going to be flipped. I think everything everybody's saying is going to be backwards. That is my prediction for this year. So I think the Lions are going to come back to earth a little bit. I think they may end up having the same-ish record as a year ago,
okay. But
do it in a different way that's more balanced, okay? The Minnesota Vikings, we know, had more close wins than any other team in the league last year. I think those go the other way this year. And I think the Bears and Packers are going to be good. I don't think they're going to be great. I think they're going to be good. And I think you're actually going to see the Bears and Packers closer to the top and the Lions and Vikings closer to the bottom. I think the conventional wisdom in the NFC North, I think this year is going to be flipped. But it is NFL Christmas, all right? So what we want from people at 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776, from you out there, is what you want your team to give you for NFL Christmas. So this is for the entire season. It is your one, in essence, gift that you want from your team this year. For example, for me as a Pats fan, I want Mac Jones to be good enough for them to want to pick up his options. It's an odd way of saying it, but here, let me explain. If he is good enough where they're like, yep, we have no problem paying you the $20, $25 million a year in your fourth and fifth year, that means everyone else is going to be really good. We know their defense is good. We know they have a great running back situation, Ramondre Stevenson and Ezekiel Elliott. We know when healthy, the offensive line is probably good enough. I think their wide receivers are actually underrated. They have good pass-catching tight ends in Hunter Henry and Mike Gesicki. If Mac Jones is good enough to have his options picked up, the Patriots could be a playoff team. So what I want for my NFL Christmas is Mac Jones to be good enough to get his option picked up.
Very nice. I like where you're going with that one. For NFL Christmas, I'm going to pull a stunt like my mom usually does. I just want my health. And when I'm talking about my health, I'm talking about my quarterback, Lamar Jackson. Mm. I just want Lamar to stay healthy for the entirety of the 2023 season. He missed the final five games of each of the last 2 years, and he missed a playoff game in Cincinnati wildcard round in 2022. I want Lamar Jackson to stay healthy. They got the contract situation taken care of. They got a new offensive coordinator, Todd Monken, who's going to open it up. It's not going to be the draconian Greg Roman offense featuring Lamar's legs. They're going to actually try to feature his arm. And with the weapons that they've put around him, Odell Beckham Jr. and Zay Flowers, hopefully getting back a healthy Rashad Bateman and Devin Duvernay to go along with Mark Andrews, there's no reason to think that if Lamar's healthy the entire year, that he can't ascend and reestablish himself as a top five quarterback in this league.
And for those listening on the radio side, first of all, thank you. Second of all, CeCe's saying this while wearing a Ravens helmet right now.
Yes.
So
yes.
It is perfect for him to ask for Christmas the health of Lamar Jackson, because remember, Chris Canty has the Ravens not only as a top five team in the league this year, as a top three team in this this year. And obviously Lamar's health directly tied into that.
Yeah, a little self-serving by me.
Self-serving. I picked Mac Jones extension. You don't want to talk about self-serving.
That's right.
Smalls, what do you got? Your NFL Christmas. What do you want for it?
Well, I don't have a team. So pass?
No, you have to have something.
No,
what do you want to send
it to? So is the answer, since I don't have a team, something. I just want everyone to have fun.
Well, let's explain. No, stop it. Let's explain something.
So, boo this woman. Boo this woman.
I don't have a team.
Boo this woman. I didn't take my team away.
Smalls,
you
got to
have
team.
Something. It's NFL Christmas. What do you want to see?
I want anarchy.
I want
the Chiefs to be bad. I want the Cardinals to somehow go on a run. I want the unexpected to happen because it's more fun for us.
So you want the NFL script commercial to happen.
That's right.
Write Pat Mahomes out of the script. That's what you want?
Yeah, I just want every week when I sit down to watch, since I have no rooting interest, which is really sad, by the way, I want to sit down and be entertained and shocked. And usually, that's what the NFL does. It's the best reality TV show out there.
Let's explain why Smalls has no rooting interest. Smalls has no rooting interest, like many people who are from the St. Louis area, because their team was taken away from them, right? So it's not that Smalls is not sitting there watching NFL all Sunday. She does.
Yeah.
It's that literally it was stolen from her.
Yeah. And so she really can't root against them this year because of what you just said last segment. If the Rams are really bad, then they can draft a really good quarterback.
Yeah. So, yeah, you can't do the root against. And at some point, we are going to find a team for you.
Yeah, we are going to auction off your NFL fandom.
Is there one? Is there a team?
Down.
Yeah. Smalls, is there
like
a team?
Like the Bachelorette NFL style.
I'm ready to love again.
Yeah, exactly.
Now, is that about football or what are we talking about?
Just, I mean, about
just
football.
Okay,
I just wanted
just
to.
General, yeah. Ready to love. My heart is open.
Now, love songs. Can we get a nice love song when we're talking about Michelle trying to find love in
the
NFL?
In high school, my high school boyfriend and myself, our song was Differences by Genuine. Okay. So maybe we can get a little.
My whole Genuine. That one?
Yeah, it was a vibe.
Since Cronky stepped in.
Yeah.
She knew right then.
Differences.
I should have known.
Let's see how quick Javonte is.
Oh, come on. Come on.
Oh, Michelle. One of the 32. We'll get you. One of them. Maybe it's one of 31 because the Rams are out.
I just became very uncomfortable with Evan speaking in that tone.
He's in the boys
right
to men tone.
I don't know what to do right now.
He's got the interlude tone.
Can somebody call HR, please?
Can we find HR? No, no chance the three of us can find that.
That's the best
question. Hopefully, literally and figuratively. We could not figure out how to get into a system to find HR.
No, yeah.
But Michelle, you're going to find. You're going to find that right team for you.
You know what? That's what you should wish for your NFL Christmas
That I find
present,
a team?
That you find NFL love.
I would love. Yeah. There's 31 options out there. I have to be able to find something.
You know, you may find love in a hopeless place.
Shout out Rihanna.
And it may
Where's
be the
album?
Arizona Cardinals. Maybe that's your hopeless place.
That's a pretty hopeless place.
Right. I mean, listen, they're flashing QR codes to buy season tickets on preseason games. Let me tell you what ain't going to happen. The Cardinals doing something that's going to make you fall in love with them this year.
Is there
Probably not going to happen. Probably not.
Is there any NFL team that's flirted with you enough that you thought, you know what, I'll go out to dinner with them. I'll give them a shot.
So when I was hosting the morning show in St. Louis, we put it out to our great listeners there because so many of them are football orphans. What team do you want us to cover? If we can vote a team, what team do you want us to cover? And surprisingly, the fans in St. Louis selected the Miami Dolphins, which was a good team to get on board with because they had just drafted Tua. The arrow was pointing up. Now they have so many weapons there. It's a really interesting team. It's a fun division. But, you know, it was just kind of forced. When we're in St. Louis talking about Miami, it was a good team to attach myself to, but it didn't feel totally connected.
Yeah. Well, you know what? I am anti that, and I'm going to tell you why. It was very self-serving, as CeCe said. So our furthest south station that we're on in South Florida is ESPN West Palm 106.3. We do not currently have a station in Miami that carries us, so screw them, even though I love the heat. So I don't think that you should be a Dolphins fan. I'd like to eliminate the Dolphins, CeCe. What do you think about that?
I'm with you on that one. Wow. The Dolphins are not getting a rose.
Yeah.
Even though I grew up loving the Dolphins, my dad's a big Dan Marino fan. The Dolphins are not getting a rose.
You,
okay,
that's right. You pick up our show.
We're down to 32.
We're wearing Dolphins gear. I promise you that. We'll be in full uniform if you're picking up our show. And people in Palm Beach County are fans of all teams, right? It's not just the Dolphins.
Like Dolphins.
Because nobody is actually from there.
That's right. Right. So we need to find you love.
Yeah.
Okay? Okay.
So your Christmas wish for the NFL season, where CeCe is hoping Lamar plays 17 and dominates, I'm hoping Mac Jones is just good enough to get his options picked up. Yours is to find NFL love, and we are going to find you that at some point over the course of this show. 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. As NFL Christmas is today and tonight, what do you want your gift to be from your team? We'll find out next on Sportsmanlike on ESPN Radio.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. We all carry around different stressors. I do, you do, we all do, big, small. And when we keep them bottled up, as I sometimes have had happen in the past, it can start to affect us negatively. Therapy is a safe space to get things off your chest and to figure out how to work through whatever's weighing you down. It's helpful for learning positive coping skills and how to set boundaries. It empowers you to be the best version of yourself. It isn't just for those who've experienced major trauma. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. Get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/unsportsmanlike today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.com/unsportsmanlike.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
This is the Unsportsmanlike Podcast on ESPN Radio.
This is a tough song not to get lost to. Just like in my head, just there. Oh, yeah. Oh, it's so good.
This is a great album, though. Forest Hills album by J. Cole, outstanding. Outstanding.
Shout out to Uncle Phil. It's the best part of that. I love that.
No doubt.
Such a good one. It's Unsportsmanlike on ESPN Radio. She is Michelle Smallman, who's wearing a Santa hat because it's football Christmas.
It is.
It is.
He is Chris Canty. He's wearing a Ravens helmet because it's football Christmas. I am Evan Cohen. I am wearing a Santa hat. I don't actually know how to. I'm very confused by this. I'm looking at myself on ESPNU and ESPN2. I'm like, there's no way I'm doing this right.
It's working for you.
It is?
It's working for you.
Okay.
Yeah,
all right.
Exactly.
Good. All right.
Yeah. You've got a Will Ferrell elf type of thing going on.
Okay.
That's good.
All right. Is that a compliment?
I think so.
You're not positive.
I'm not sure.
You have no idea if you just ripped me or complimented
me. In my mind, it sounded like a compliment. I'm not sure.
Then when it came out of your mouth,
yeah, exactly.
Maybe not as much. Like, got it. Yeah.
I think it's a compliment.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. All right. So we're talking about NFL Christmas. It's starting tonight with the Lions and the Chiefs and what we want for our team for NFL Christmas. And I want Mac Jones, as a Pats fan, to actually be good enough for them to pick up his option. CeCe, as a Ravens guy today, with his helmet on, wants Lamar to play the entire 17 because he rightfully wants to be right and wants the Ravens to be a top five, top three team in the league. And Smalls, whose team ditched her as a St. Louis person, wants a team. She wants to find love amongst an NFL
team.
I'm
sorry for laughing at your page, Smalls. It's
yeah, clear. Why are you laughing?
I'm sorry. It clearly still bothers you.
It's of course
something
it
that you talk about every single day. And so I just want you to find NFL love. I really want you to have connection, genuine connection with the team.
That would be amazing because when you're a fan, it's Christmas because we put so much into this.
Yeah.
We put our time, our energy, our hope, our money into our teams.
Yeah.
And when something that is so far beyond your control happens and all of a sudden your team gets taken away from you and they dish you viciously on the way out, it hurts. It stings. And then they win a Super Bowl in their new place? No. No.
All right. Feel good. What do you want for your NFL Christmas? You, your team, what do you want from them? At 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. Dano in South Dakota on Unsportsmanlike on ESPN Radio, watching on ESPN2. What's up, Dano?
Okay, guys. The only thing I want, Bronco Dano here for my Christmas, is to have the Denver Broncos finally bench Russell Wilson and put in Jarrett Stidham. And I remember I called and talked to Chris Canty here a few months ago. But here's the deal. Kansas City's going down. They already got Travis Kelce injured. He's not playing today. That's what I'm hearing. Hyperextended knee.
Oh, you got sources.
And,
nice.
Yeah. And, hey, real quickly here. John Madden had a documentary last night on FS1. And he says the only thing that you learn from losing is how to keep losing, okay? And I think you learn how to win and you learn how to lose. And he also mentioned there were seven quarterbacks were on this documentary, and I mentioned them. They made the All-Madden team. And it was Joe Montana, Troy Aikman, Brett Favre, Michael Vick, Patrick Mahomes, Josh Allen, and
Chris
Canty's Lamar Jackson. And Zay Flowers is the best wide receiver, rookie wide receiver in the NFL. I think they got a shot going to Super Bowl. The only thing I got about Chris Canty, question I got about Chris Canty's Baltimore Ravens is, can their defense hold up? Because I think Buffalo's defense is a little bit better. That's why I think Buffalo Bills are going to the Super Bowl.
All right, Dan. All right, enough. Dano, relax.
He got the entire National Football
That's right.
League,
right,
didn't he?
Let's go back to the first one.
He called himself Bronco Dano, right? And he said all he wants is for Sean Payton to bench Russell Wilson.
Not happening.
Now, here's the thing. I don't think it's that far-fetched. I really don't. I mean, consider this. Sean Payton in New Orleans was 17-5 with Taysom Hill, Jameis Winston, and Teddy Bridgewater quarterbacking his team. So it's not as if Jarrett Stidham couldn't operate the offense. And Mike Tannenbaum and Lewis Riddick, two football minds that I greatly respect, both agree that Jared can operate the offense that Sean is going to ask him to. It's a timing, rhythm-based passing game. Take the completions where they present themselves. You never go broke taking a profit. Russell Wilson has never been a quarterback that thrived while playing inside of the pocket, playing inside of the structure of the offense. Everything has always been off schedule. Everything has always been second reaction. That is a clash of styles between the head coach, play caller, and the quarterback. And I'm not convinced that it's going to work in Denver.
I think it is going to work, and I think the idea that Stidham can be the guy, he wasn't the guy with Belichick, he wasn't the guy with McDaniels, he had a shot at both opportunities in New England and with the Raiders, so I just don't buy that one. Matt in Atlantic City, watching on ESPN2, joins us on Unsportsmanlike. What's up, Matt?
Good morning, Evan. Good morning, Chris. Good morning, Michelle. I love the chemistry between you all three. I'm going to break this up a little bit. I'm going to go my Christmas Eve. I want the Giants to get into the postseason, but my Christmas wish, go to the Super Bowl in Vegas and win. Everybody's saying my Giants are, there's a lot of disrespect going around, even with the additions of Darren Waller, Paris Campbell on defense with Isaiah Simmons, A'shaun Robinson, that defensive line. People are still disrespecting my Giants. They're a 3.5 underdog at home this Sunday against the Cowboys. Look at the culture that Brian Daboll, Mike Kafka, and Wink Martindale are building. Look for Waller to be like Kelsey. I'm not saying he's just like Travis Kelsey in Kansas City. Look for Kafka to use Waller just like they do in Kansas City with Kelsey. Michelle, you could be a Giants fan. I will personally send you a Giants jersey if you want to be a Giants fan. Thank you guys very much.
Thanks, right. Matt.
Okay, now here's the thing. I think we're allowed to take gifts from, like, our stations. I don't think we can take gifts from fans out there necessarily, but we can find out about that from legal. Nuno, you obviously have a big meeting today with being dressed up. So when you are going over, it's the 44th anniversary of ESPN, so it's obviously going to be Nuno and all the executives in charge of that. Find out if Michelle can take a Giants jersey from Matt. That would be interesting. Giants Super Bowl. That's a hard one, CC, for me to imagine.
Yeah, I don't know if they're going to go to the Super Bowl, but I think the Giants are another one of those teams that can flirt with the playoffs. Again, I think the record will be very similar to what it was last year, but I think it'll look a lot different in terms of how they win football games. Last year, it was about the defense, keeping games close, and Saquon Barkley doing everything. This year, I think it'll be about Daniel Jones ascending. This is the first year where Daniel Jones will be in the same offensive system in back-to-back seasons. First year, it's his fifth year in the NFL. That's how much turnover has been with the coaching staff. But with Brian Daboll and Mike Kafka, they've shown the ability to get him to curtail the turnovers by what they're practicing, but also by the play calling. And then the addition of Darren Waller is going to unlock Daniel Jones in that passing game because it's going to create opportunities for easy completions and open up opportunities for other players in that skill position core.
So you're saying that a tight end is really valuable in an offense.
Oh, here we go.
I am saying that a tight end is. I've never said a tight end wasn't valuable.
This is now going to be a thing.
You see what
he's doing?
This
is now going to be a thing.
He's spinning this thing?
Churning it.
You've got more spin than a politician, man. I never.
Okay, now that's insulting.
I
know you weren't sure about the Will Ferrell one.
I never said that a tight end wasn't valuable. I just said that the pass rusher is more valuable. That's all I said.
When it comes to the Giants, we opened the show talking about the Lions, and we said we believe in Dan Campbell. Jared Goff is a guy that can get it done. We saw a different side of him last year. Same thing could be said about the Giants. We know what kind of coach Brian Daboll is.
Yep.
Daniel Jones took a step forward last year. We expect that to continue, that progression.
It better be
continue.
A much bigger step forward,
yes,
with a $40 million a year contract.
That's right. But those are our expectations, yet we're not talking about the Giants in the same manner in which we're talking about the Lions.
I don't think either of them should be talked about in that manner. I mean, you said we were all hyping up the Lions. I wasn't. I'm not as high on them as you two are. And same thing with the Giants. I think the Giants take a step back this year. I think the Eagles and the Cowboys are going to be the top two teams in that division. CeCe, I know, thinks the Commanders are going to be really good in that division as well. So I just think the Giants take a tiny step back. Coming up, that's my quarterback. Which QB outside the top 10 will become a top 10 QB before the end of the season? We'll get to that next. It's on Sportsmanlike on ESPN Radio.
Have you ridden an electric e-bike yet? You need to check out Lectric e-bikes today, the number one selling e-bike in America. Two things stand out that bikers love about Lectric. Number one, the majority of their models come pre-assembled, so you don't need to be a bike savant to ride them. Number two, Lectric wants to empower riders to spend more time exploring outside on their bikes, so they've made range a priority. Long-range batteries allow riders to hit typically around 65 miles of range or up to 150 miles on some models. Bonus. Lectric has purposefully priced their bikes to be affordably awesome,
so you don't have to break the bank to get these sweet rides. See why people who have made the switch to electric bikes have fallen in love with biking again by visiting electricebikes.com. That's L-E-C-T-R-I-C ebikes.com.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
This is the Unsportsmanlike Podcast on ESPN Radio.
It is Unsportsmanlike on ESPN Radio. Presented by Progressive Insurance. Series 6M Channel 80. ESPN 2. ESPN U. And, of course, the ESPN app and all of our great stations across the country. So, Mike Sando from The Athletic put out his QB tier. So he's got a top 10 of quarterbacks going into the season. That top 10 includes Patrick Mahomes, Joe Burrow, Josh Allen, Aaron Rodgers, Justin Herbert, Jalen Hurts, Lamar Jackson, Trevor Lawrence, Dak Prescott, and Matthew Stafford. That's the top 10, okay, here on Football Christmas with our Christmas hats on and the helmet for candy. That is top 10. What we need now is to just blow that list up, right? So by the end of the season, after 17 regular season games, that list is not going to be the same. We know that. It's never that way.
It's fluid, as Stephen A. would once say.
Yes.
It's fluid. The list is fluid.
And we need to figure out the one person who's now going to break their way into that list, okay? So one person that's not in the top 10 that you're ready to sit here right now and say, I'll put a dollar on the idea that this person by the end of the season will be a top 10 quarterback, and they're currently not. Smalls, who are you putting in there?
We're doing that's my quarterback, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's my quarterback. Guys, I am going to pick Mr. Cole's Cash himself. I'm going with Kirk Cousins. We know that Kirk Cousins is a polarizing quarterback. A lot of people discount him, but he always puts up the numbers. You know he's going to throw for 4,000 yards. He's going to give you around 30 touchdowns. But what does Kirk Cousins do best? He gets paid, and he's a free agent after this season. His future is up in the air. So I have no doubt that Kirk Cousins is going to be connecting with Justin Jefferson. He's going to put up great numbers. People are discounting the Vikings. I think they're going to be better than a lot of people think. And he's going to put up the numbers needed to be sure to secure the bag yet again.
I like it. Kirk Cousins.
Wait, you said Mr. Cole's Cash, and that's from the Netflix show. But
yes.
Cole's Cash is great.
Of course.
Yeah.
Like, when you go there and you realize, oh, like, I don't have to pay as much for that, that's awesome.
No doubt.
We love a discount.
Okay.
But you're going to always pay for Kirk Cousins, though.
You do not get a discount with Kirk.
No, you don't get a discount with Kirk Cousins.
$230 million, right?
Yeah,
somewhere
like
in that range?
$230 million earned, $229 guaranteed, fully guaranteed. It's insane what Kirk Cousins has been able to do. All right, so quarterback I'm rolling with that will be a top 10 guy at the end of the season, Justin Fields. I love everything about Justin Fields' game. His physical ability checks every single box for what you would want your franchise quarterback can be. He can throw. He can run. He's big. He's got elusiveness. I mean, when this guy tucks the football and runs, he looks like a running back.
Mm-hmm.
And so I think that Justin Fields is absolutely ready to ascend. And to me, the comp for what we saw last year from Justin Fields is Jalen Hurts. That's the guy. If you think about it, in their second full season as a starter, Jalen Hurts had 3,928 total yards. That's passing yards and rushing yards. 26 total touchdowns to 9 interceptions. 61% completion percentage and a 48.5 QBR. Justin Fields, in his second full season as a starter, 3,385 yards. Total yards, passing and rushing, 25 total touchdowns to only 11 interceptions, 60% completion percentage, and a QBR of 54. Now, why I bring up Jalen Hurts is because we saw the difference that a number one wide receiver made in Jalen Hurts' production in year three as the full-time starter. I'm predicting a similar jump for Justin Fields based on what they put around him this offseason by adding DJ Moore, trading for him, and then also going out and getting a left tackle in Darnell Wright to help keep him upright. So I think that Justin Fields will establish himself as a top 10 quarterback. And I'm not saying it's going to happen this year, but I believe he has the ability to win an MVP at some point in his career. That's how good Justin Fields' talent is.
Well, you guys had your nice, cute little picks, and Smalls goes with Cousins for the money, and you go with the future MVP in Fields. Yet I'm going to go with the guy. There's only one guy that is a Hall of Famer that's not on this list. Only one. And I hope everybody at 1600, ESPN Denver 1600, Raj and his entire crew there are listening right now. Russell Wilson is going to be back this year.
Oh, boy.
Roll the eyes, Kenny. I know it's coming. The eye roll in the Ravens' helmet. Smalls is going to fall off the chair. He's back. He's going to be back. Sean Payton is going to do this. Russell Wilson is the guy. Not only, I'm going Kenny style here, because if you put him in the top 10, that's bold enough. No, no, no. Kenny didn't do that with the Ravens. He could have put him in the top five teams. He said, no, I'm going to go three.
Yeah, he did.
Russell Wilson, top three MVP this year. This year. Oh, now I don't even get the eye roll. I get the stare. I get the stare.
Top three.
Oh, yeah, you heard me right. That's my quarterback.
Wow.
Let's ride.
Let's ride.
Let's ride.
Apparently
1600 in Denver. Shout out to you guys. You carry our show, so we appreciate it.
Okay, all right.
That was a bold pick, Evan.
Yeah, absolutely.
I don't think it is. Smalls, he's going to the Hall of Fame. Is he not?
I don't know.
I don't know. I think
Russell Wilson is a Hall of Famer.
A lot of that hinges on how he get things.
Wait a minute.
If he can get things turned around in Denver, then okay, he'll go to the Hall of Fame. But I think that's still up in the air.
I agree.
That's still up for debate.
What?
I think it is.
You think Russell Wilson is not a Hall of Fame quarterback already?
I think he's in that gray area. Yeah.
Can we put that poll up on Sports Zone, right?
It's kind of he's won a championship, but he's kind of in that Philip Rivers zone right now.
If he would have won that second one, we'd be having a different conversation.
Oh, my God.
But he threw an interception.
Yeah.
He won it for the New England Patriots. He was playing for them. He just didn't know it.
You rang? See, I mean, that is it's comparing to Philip Rivers is not even in the same ballpark as Russell Wilson.
I'm just saying there's a lot of gray there. Like, it's just, I don't know. You can make an argument for or against. Like, when I think about Hall of Famer, that's the thing that ends the debate. Like, this guy is a Hall of Famer. Is he better than
Jim Kelly?
Jim Kelly went to four straight Super Bowls.
Is he better than Jim Kelly?
He's not better than Jim Kelly. Jim Kelly went to four straight Super Bowls. No.
Oh, come on.
We're talking about
absolutely not.
His head coach calling him out and saying,
I get it. You
need to be less of an individual and more of the collective. We just talked last segment about him potentially getting benched
for Jared Stidham.
No, but Smalls, the Hall of Fame argument is not whether or not you think he's going to be good moving forward. It's whether or not he's been good for the previous decade in his career. Russell Wilson is going to the Hall of Fame. That is going to happen. He is going to be a Hall of Fame quarterback. I mean, I don't know even how that's even. I didn't think I was making a bold statement.
I don't know. The guy doesn't have an MVP on his resume. Has he even received the first place MVP vote? I don't think he has.
Yeah.
I don't think so. No. I can't sit here and say that if Russell Wilson isn't significantly better than what we saw last year moving forward for his career, that he's going to be in the Hall of Fame. No.
That's why so much pressure is on him this season.
From 2012 until 2020, he did not miss a single game. Touchdown to interception ratio in those seasons, 26-10, 26-9, 20-7, 34-8, 21-11, 34-11, 35-7, 31-5, 40-13. That is ridiculous. And in the years, CeCe, that you have said, well, he wasn't that good in Seattle at the end, he still had 25 touchdowns and 6 interceptions. His team had a winning record by a large margin every single year in his career besides the last two. So if you want to sit there and say what we've seen the last two is going to be what we're going to see the rest of his career, that's fine. My point is when you look at 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 years. 9 years of elite quarterbacking performance, he is going to be in the Hall of Fame.
Okay. Teams don't lose Hall of Famers and all of a sudden become better than what they were the previous two seasons.
Yep.
They don't.
The Packers did.
They don't.
I mean, they gained a Hall of Famer, but the Packers did.
They weren't good the year after Brett Favre left. They were 6-10 in Aaron Rodgers' first year starting. The Seattle Seahawks made the playoffs with, Geno Smith as their quarterback. Geno Smith, they were better with Geno Smith as their quarterback than they were with Russ the previous season.
But CeCe, that has no bearing on whether or not he's going to be in the Hall of Fame, because you're talking about the current and the future. I'm talking about the 9 years.
But he's in the heart of his prime. Russell Wilson is in his prime. His early 30s, that's the heart of a quarterback's prime. Teams don't get better by losing that guy if he's going to be a Hall of Famer in the heart of his prime.
I understand, and that is a fair point. I literally made this statement about that's my quarterback with no thought that I was making a bold statement. None. I just was looking at the list, and I said, well, this guy that I still believe in was left out. Let me put him in there, and you guys take it as some bold statement. I guess it is.
But the thing that you're holding on that you still believe in was 3 years ago.
That's right.
That's the part that I don't understand.
Everybody has the Jets winning a Super Bowl. Was Rodgers that good last year Rodgers?
He had a thumb injury.
Yeah, but he was back-to-back MVP before that. It wasn't
but
that
going
long
on
ago.
Last year.
It's been a long time since we've seen Russell Wilson be an elite quarterback.
But that's irrelevant as to whether or not he already has enough to be in the Hall of Fame. There's a difference here. I think Rodgers. Okay, if we do the Rodgers compare and contrast.
Okay.
The difference is I believe Aaron Rodgers will once again look like a Hall of Fame greatest quarterback of all time type look. I believe that's going to happen.
All right.
I'm okay if you're going to argue with me and say, I don't believe that Russell Wilson will ever look like the old version of himself. Totally fine with that. What I'm saying is the old version of himself over those 9 years is enough to get into the Hall of Fame. That's my point. 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. We want to hear from you on that. Is Russell Wilson already a Hall of Famer? And which quarterback outside the top 10 do you think that maybe will find his way into the top 10? We'll get into that coming up. It's on Sportsmanlike on ESPN Radio.
For the ones who get it done, Grainger offers high-quality supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as access to product specialists who have the knowledge and experience to answer your toughest questions. Plus, their commitment to being your safety partner can help you keep your facility safe and your people safer. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Picture this. You arrive at your hotel. You have an important online meeting lined up with clients from all across the country. You have your laptop open, ready to begin, and the Wi-Fi is so terrible, you can't even connect. These types of stressful situations happen all the time, but they don't have to. When you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you have access to their free high-speed Wi-Fi, so you can take care of those critical emails, join your meetings on time, and even unwind by streaming your favorite shows without having to worry. Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
Is the Unsportsmanlike Podcast on ESPN Radio.
Were y'all listening to this in Westchester, Evan?
Why you gotta do
it? It was going hard in Co-op City. Were y'all listening to this in Westchester? I'm just asking.
What's that now? Oh.
Wow.
I'm sure whoever produced this was listening to it in Westchester.
Got it.
Whoever owned the record label.
Absolutely. As soon as they produced this album, they moved to Westchester.
That's
exactly.
Right. It's on Sportsmanlike on ESPN Radio.
No doubt about it.
Presented by Progressive Insurance, SiriusXM Channel 80, ESPN2, ESPNU, and the ESPN app. It is football Christmas tonight with the opening of the season, so we are all geared up in our Christmas gear with the Santa hats and the Ravens helmet for CeCe. A couple of things out there for you listening at 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776, about what you want for your football Christmas, as I want Mac Jones to have a good year with the option picked up. CeCe wants Lamar Jackson to play all 17 games, because if he does, there's certainly reason to believe the Ravens will be excellent with their division still being very tough, but it's Lamar and the Ravens. And Smalls, who was ditched by the Rams as a St. Louis native, wants to find love in the NFL again with finally finding another team. Plus, that's my quarterback. Which quarterback outside the top 10 will become a top 10 QB this season? And we are arguing about Russell Wilson, because I think he will, and I think he's already a Hall of Famer, and most disagree with me. Vince, watching on ESPN2 in Denver, joins us on Unsportsmanlike here on ESPN Radio. What's up, Vince?
Yes, I agree with Canty and Michelle. I think there's a gray area when it comes to Russell Wilson being in the Hall of Fame as of right now. I think when you think of Hall of Fame quarterbacks, you don't think about them being trash the last 4 years. And that's basically what Russell Wilson has been, is trash. Yeah, he was very good.
Whoa, slow down. You want to say he's not a Hall of Famer? You want to say he's not going to be in the top 10 this year? I got no issue with that. Trash the last 4 years. 2019, the Seahawks were 11-5. He had 31 touchdowns and 5 interceptions. 2020, the Seahawks were 12-4. He had 40 touchdowns, 13 interceptions. What that proves is I could read Wikipedia. And it also proves that that is ridiculous to say he was trash for 4 years, Vince. Be fair.
Okay, check this out. When Russell Wilson got to back-to-back Super Bowls, look, I was his biggest supporter. Like, I was like, oh, my God, he's going to be the youngest quarterback with 2 Super Bowl wins. And this, but he didn't get that. They didn't get that. They didn't get that Super Bowl. And that changed. If he would have gotten that Super Bowl, then absolutely he'd be in the Hall of Fame.
Right, so think about this. Think about this, and thanks for the phone call. What we're saying is if Russell Wilson hands the ball to Marshawn Lynch and doesn't throw an interception, mm-hmm. he then is going to find his way to Canton. But because of one singular throw, you're going to keep him out.
Yes, because competitive greatness matters when we start talking about the best to ever do it.
That's right.
It's not the Hall of Very Good. It's the Hall of Fame. And so I think when you have a play like that, when that becomes your signature, when we think about your appearances in a big game, that works against you when it comes to the voters and public perception. Think about Eli Manning. A lot of people have the argument about whether or not he's a Hall of Famer. You know what pushes him over the top? The fact that he beat the undefeated Patriots in 2007 in the Super Bowl, and he has an iconic throw and catch to David Tyree. Mm-hmm. And then he did it again in mm-hmm. 2011 with an iconic throw to Mario Manningham on a game-winning drive. Those are the plays that cement him as a Hall of Famer because he was at his best when his best was required. What we're saying about Russell Wilson is that we've never gotten that from him on a consistent basis when it matters most. Even in the Super Bowl that they won, that wasn't a Super Bowl where they were led by their offense.
The
Super Bowl
that.
MVP was Malcolm Smith. That was the defense. Remember Cam Chancellor putting a bam on Bebe Thomas in the first third down? Like, that's what we remember from that Super Bowl. It wasn't Russ willing his team to victory. And so we're waiting to have that moment. And now it feels like he's at the portion of his career where he's regressing, and Michelle and I don't have confidence that he's going to be able to get it back on track. So based on the body of work, although it's very, very good, I don't know that it's Hall of Fame worthy.
Yeah, we know how great Russ has been at times, but after what we saw in Denver last year, think about some of the conversations we were having. We bring back the Hall of Fame defense, the Legion of Boom, and how much that aided in his success.
Yeah.
We see Pete Carroll do it not only without Russ, but elevate Geno Smith and have a great season with him. We're talking more about Pete Carroll, how much of Russ's success was due to Pete Carroll. He wanted more autonomy. He goes to Denver. He gets it. And yes, the Nathaniel Hackett experiment was a disaster. It wasn't all on Russ. It was a big mess all around. But Hall of Fame quarterbacks find a way to elevate those around him. And we didn't see that happen with Russ last year. All we saw was him being worried about the office and the let's ride and all of these other things. But how many Hall of Fame quarterbacks have a year like that, not at the front end or the back end of their career, but in the middle?
Right. Well, we have to go look back at that. I mean, you know, when you say the defense won them the Super Bowl, they did score 43 points in that Super Bowl. I mean, just to be fair. Tom in Pennsylvania on the ESPN app.
Score on defense and special teams on that
Two
Super
touchdown
Bowl?
Passes for Russell Wilson.
Yeah, to be, score,
two touchdown
score
passes.
On defense and special teams.
What's up, Tom?
Good morning, lady and gentlemen.
Morning.
All right, couple things. Canty, you got to get rid of that helmet, man. I'm a Steelers fan. I can't watch this on TV.
That's a you problem, brother. That Ravens right, one of my teams, man.
Yeah, well, they're going down this year. So
we'll see about that.
I think for a top 10 quarterback coming in, I think you're going to be talking about Kenny Pickett at the end of this season.
That's not a bad one. Nope. That's not a bad one. And thanks for the call. I like that one. I'm not saying he's right. But I like that as what non-top 10 QB could find his way into the top 10 QB. So basically how I narrow that down, what he's saying is Mike Tomlin will get the most out of someone. Check.
Yes.
I don't need to go much further than that.
Yeah.
Plus that's what happens.
Plus they improved their offensive line. They brought in Isaac Seumalo and they drafted Broderick Jones in the first round. But they've got really good receivers. Like, I mean, Deontay Johnson is a dog. And George Pickens, from a talent standpoint, might be top 3 at the position. That's how special he is as an athletic talent. I'm not saying he's a top 3 receiver yet, but as a talent, he's a top 3 athlete. And so, yeah, they've got a lot of weapons for Kenny Pickett to spray the ball around to. We got Baby Gronk. You got the 1-2 punch with Najee Harris and Jaylen Warren. And you have a championship-caliber defense, a top 10 scoring defense from a year ago. So, yeah, I could see Kenny Pickett ascending and being in that conversation for top 10, 12 quarterback in the league?
I believe Darnell Washington, backup tight end, Georgia rookie. He's enormous. He's a beast. Keep an eye on him with the Steelers.
He's like an extra offensive lineman on the field. That dude is a beast.
So when a tight end can also...
Here we go with the tight end.
I knew he was tight end.
Valuable position.
Why
I'm just saying.
Why are you obsessed with tight ends?
Kansas City and Detroit tonight. We'll get into that. It's Unsportsmanlike on ESPN Radio.
Thanks for listening to the Unsportsmanlike podcast on ESPN Radio. You can listen to Unsportsmanlike live weekdays from 6 to 10 a.m. Eastern on ESPN Radio, the ESPN app, and on SiriusXM Channel 80. You can also watch on ESPN2 and on ESPNU. Unsportsmanlike with Evan Canty and Michelle.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.